Welcome to episode 142 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we continue Fort McHenry Week by looking at one of the biggest American flags ever. Think car dealerships go overboard when it comes to big flags? Well, they got nothing on the flag that Lieutenant Colonel George Armistead, the commander of Fort McHenry, bought to fly over the fort. Ranger Jim Rogers from the Fort McHenry National Park and Historic Shrine explains.
The commander is George Armistead. He's come here the year before the battle, 1813, to get this place ready in case it is attacked, and give him the credit for the big flag. He'll decide that in 1813, a year before the battle, that a large flag is necessary. He'll get the authorization, the approval, and of course contract with Mary Pickersgill here in Baltimore to make the big flag, which by the way measures 30 by 42 feet. It's a pretty good size flag. Just think of 15 stripes. It's 15 stars, 15 stripes. Each one of those stripes is 2 feet wide. So when you and I stand up next to that flag, we just barely measure up to 3 stripes. But there's 15 of those stripes, 2 feet wide. The stars are 2 feet point to point. So it's a huge banner, very impressive. Quite a sight to see when it's on the flagpole, and that was to impress the British that this is indeed Fort McHenry and Fort McHenry's ready for a fight.
Now the flag was unique for more reasons than just its large size.
As of 1795, we're adding states. Vermont and Kentucky have joined the Union. They're clamoring for a place on the flag. Early on, there's resistance by Congress that it should always just remain a 1313 star flag, but reason will prevail in Congress. 1795, the flag is adopted, but what makes it unusual, they added 2 stars, they added 2 stripes. So you have a flag, the only flag in our history then with the 2 extra stripes. The third flag, 1818, we add 5 more stars, we're gonna drop back to 13 stripes, because of course you and I know we have to have 13 stripes or 13 something or other somewhere on the flag.
It was that flag which inspired Francis Scott Key to write his poem. And tomorrow we'll meet Francis Scott Key and start bringing the whole story together. Thanks for tuning in to episode 142 of the Daily Brainwave. The audio from today's episode is taken from an interview I did for a short documentary I made about Fort McHenry. You can find the DVD of the documentary for sale through my website, www.dailybrainwave.com. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. I'll be doing Listener Theme Week here in early October, so send your ideas my way to be featured on the show. And make sure you tune in tomorrow when we look at Francis Scott Key, the man behind the most important poem in United States history.